السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Let us recite درود شريف before we begin. يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا وسندنا محمد وبارك وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with the تعليم of حضرة الشيخ الحديث مولانا محمد زكريا سابس فزعلي صدقات. الحمد لله, we are coming towards the end of the kitab. Not many pages left, inshallah. In the following weeks we will complete it probably early next year. I have an intention. I will make mashara with my elders that, inshallah, on the completion of this kitab, I wish to begin as we are having the ta'lim on a Thursday night. And I will make mashara with our honorable host as well that we will perhaps then continue afterwards with ta'lim of Hadhrat Shaykh al-Hadith Mullah Zakaria Saab's Fazali Durood, if Allah wills. Continue with the ta'lim from the final chapter dealing with the stories of generosity of the pious. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The generosity of Khaisma bin Abdul Rahman rahmatullahi alayhi towards a muhaddith. A'mash Sulaiman bin Mahran rahmatullahi alayhi, a well-known muhaddith, says, "My she-goat once fell very ill. Khaisma bin Abdul Rahman rahmatullahi alayhi used to visit me every morning and evening to ask about it. Every time he came, he would ask me, 'How is your goat? Perhaps your children did not have any milk to drink. Do they insist on having milk? Did your goat eat anything?' Before leaving, he would put some money under the rug, on which I used to sit and say, 'Here is something for your children.' In this way, I received more than 300 dinars during the illness of my she-goat, through the generosity of Hadhrat Khaisama rahmatullahi alayh. I had wished my goat had never recovered." Three good practices of Asma bin Kharija rahmatullahi alayha. Once, Abdul Malik bin Marwan asked Asma bin Kharija rahmatullahi alayha, "I have come to know that you have certain excellent habits. Please tell me some of the good deeds you practice." Asma said modestly, "I cannot claim any good habits. Other people have more excellent habits, and it is better if you ask them." But when Abdul Malik insisted and took an oath that he must know, Asma rahmatullahi alayha said, "I have been very particular about three things. I never stretch my legs towards people sitting near me. Whenever I invited anyone to a meal, I always felt that their kindness for having accepted my invitation was more than my feeding them. And each time a poor person came to ask for help, I always felt that I gave him less than what he deserved." Here in the story we see the great honor the people of piety, the people of taqwa, gave to being able to provide for someone else. That they found, and we find that amongst the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, that Hadhrat Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam, many great, great people would seek out guests to share their meals, as that would bring barakah. We see that they felt ashamed if they were not able to give poor people assistance. Many would look for poor people to be able to assist. And here, many of us who have traveled to the Arab lands, and we see this thing today. Today there's a terrible thing that because something is not farz, because something is not wajib, then suddenly either we don't give importance to it, or many people consider it a bid'ah. One of these things, look here. She would not even stretch her legs towards people who sit near her. Yet we have people today who have no problem sitting with their feet outstretched towards the Qibla. People sitting right in front of the Kaaba Musharrafa with their feet stretched towards it. Where is the love? Where is the love and the demands of that love? It is mentioned of the great ustad of our ustads, Alama Muhammad Anwar Shah Kashmiri, rahmatullahi alayh, that in his home in Dioband, he would not sleep with his legs stretched out because he found that his bed, his feet would stretch towards the house of his ustad. Look at this. How far away his ustad's house must have been, but he would not sleep lying down, so that his feet would not stretch towards the house of his ustad. There's things for us to learn in this. One thing is the limit prescribed. But then what of the love? What of the actuality? we must understand these things. An example was coming to mind, but it escaped now. I don't want to go off on a tangent. The generosity of Sa'id bin Khalid Umawi, rahmatullahi alayh. Hadhrat Sa'id bin Khalid Umawi, rahmatullahi alayh, was a very rich man, known for his wealth. It was his habit that whenever a poor person came to him for help, he would very generously give him from whatever he owned. If someone asked him for help at a time when he did not have anything, he would make a promise in writing for the man to come to him when he was in a better position, or to ask his family after his death. Hadhrat Qais bin Saad Khazraji, rahmatullahi alayh, cancels the debts of his friends. Qais bin Saad Khazraji, rahmatullahi alayh, once fell ill, and very few of his friends came to visit. He was amazed, especially since many people used to visit him when he had been in good health. He asked about it from his people, and they said, "Almost everyone in the town owes you something, and they feel embarrassed to visit you without paying off the debt." At this, Hadhrat Qais rahmatullahi alayhi said, "Cursed be this wealth. It deprives a man of the pleasure of meeting his friends." He then asked someone to announce around the city that Qais has forgiven all his debtors for the debts owed to him. After this announcement, the visitors came in such large numbers that there was always a crowd of people in his house. Generosity despite poverty. There was a kind-hearted man in Egypt who collected money on behalf of the needy and the poor. When anyone had a need, they would mention it to him. He, in turn, would ask the wealthy, and in this way, he fulfilled the needs of the poor. A poor man once came to him and mentioned that he had nothing with him to see to the needs of his newborn son. This kind-hearted man went around asking the assistance of people, but was unable to get anything. When he lost all hope of receiving anything from the people, he went and sat at the grave of a generous man and related the entire incident to the person in the grave. Thereafter, he returned, took a dinar which he had with him, broke it into two pieces, kept one piece with him, and gave the other piece to the poor man as a loan. He was to repay the loan when he was able. That night, the kind-hearted man saw in a dream the person in the grave saying to him, "I have heard all that you had spoken at my grave. However, I was not able to reply to you. Nevertheless, go to my family members and tell them to search such and such fireplace in the home. Beneath it is a sugar jar, which is buried, containing 500 gold coins. Give it to the poor man." The next morning, he went to the home and mentioned to the family members the entire incident and the dream. They dug the place and found the jar containing the 500 gold coins, which they handed over to the kind-hearted man. The kind-hearted man took the gold coins and gave it to the poor man. The Abbasid Khalif shows respect to Sayyid Sharif, rahmatullahi alayh. Abu Ishaq Ibrahim bin Abi al-Hilal, rahmatullahi alayh, was also known as Mir Munshi. He was once sitting next to Abu Muhammad Muhallabi, a minister of the Abbasid Khalifate, when the following incident took place. He says, "Once I was sitting in the company of the minister when his guard came and said that Sayyid Sharif Murtada rahmatullahi alayh wanted permission to enter. The minister gave him permission, and after a while, Sayyid Sharif Murtada rahmatullahi alayh entered the room. The minister got up from his seat, greeted him with great respect, and offered him his own seat. The two spoke with each other for a while, and when Sayyid Murtada rahmatullahi alayhi asked permission to leave, the minister stood up from his seat and most respectfully escorted him out of the room. He had hardly gone when the guard came again and said that the Sayyid Sharif Radi rahmatullahi alayhi, the younger brother of Sayyid Murtada rahmatullahi alayhi, wanted to see him. The minister, who was now busy writing something, put the paper away, got up from his seat and went to the door with surprise. He shook hands with Sayyid Radi rahmatullahi alayhi. He shook hands with Sayyid Radi rahmatullahi alayhi with great respect, showed him into his room and asked him to sit on his own chair, while he himself sat in front of him in humility, carefully listening to what he said. He spoke to him with great respect. When Sayyid Radi rahmatullahi alayhi got up to leave, the minister walked with him to the door. I was surprised to see him showing more respect to the younger brother than to the elder one, but I dared not ask him the reason, as there were many people in the room at that time. When most of the people had left, I asked, "May I ask you a question?" "Certainly," said the minister, and said, "Perhaps you are amazed that I showed more respect to the younger brother than the elder brother, though the elder brother should have been shown more respect, because of his age or greater knowledge. I said to him that he had guessed correctly. The minister then explained, "We order the digging of a canal in a certain area, and Sayyid Murtada rahmatullahi alayhi owned a piece of land next to that area. When the canal was built, a small amount of its cost, about 16 dirhams, was to be paid by Sayyid Murtada rahmatullahi alayhi. It was a small amount, but Sayyid Murtada rahmatullahi alayhi wrote to me many times asking me to give him a discount. As for Sayyid Sharif Radi rahmatullahi alayhi, the younger brother, I have a different story to tell. Once, I came to know that a child was born to him, and I sent him a gift of 100 dinars, all placed on a tray, thinking that he would be in need of money. Sayyid Sharif Radi rahmatullahi alayhi refused to accept the present, and he sent me a note, wherein, after expressing his thanks, stated that he was not used to receiving gifts from other people, and that he was grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having given him enough for his needs. I sent the tray again with the message that the money was meant for the nurses and the other woman of his house. But Sayyid Sharif Radi rahmatullahi alayhi sent it back, saying that the maids working in his house were also not used to receiving gifts from others. I sent the tray a third time with the request that the money should be given to the students who were looked after by Sayyid Sharif Radi rahmatullahi alayhi, and for whom he had built a large building called the Darul Uloom. The students and their food were his responsibility. Sayyid Sharif Radi rahmatullahi alayhi accepted the money, placed the tray before the students, and announced that whoever wanted money for his needs may take from the tray as much as they wanted. No one stood up from his seat, except for one student who went to the tray, took out a dinar, broke a very small piece, and put back what remained on the pile. When Sayyid Sharif Radi rahmatullahi alayhi asked the student what use that small piece would be to him, he explained, "One night, I ran out of oil for the lamp. I had to buy oil from a shopkeeper on credit. I need this piece to pay off my debt to him." At this, Sayyid Sharif Radi rahmatullahi alayhi ordered that many keys should be made for opening the lock of the money box, and gave one key to each of the students, so that they could take any amount of money from the box they needed at any time, without having to ask the person in charge. The tray of money was then sent back to me with all the dinars piled on it, except for one piece which had been broken slightly. After relating the story, the minister said to me, "Now do you see why I respect this man so much?" Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Abdul Hakam rahmatullahi alayhi pays the debts of Hazrat Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi. When Hazrat Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi was about to pass away, he made a will that Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Abdul Hakam rahmatullahi alayhi should bathe his body, that is, perform his ghusl after his death. When the Imam rahmatullahi alayhi passed away, Muhammad rahmatullahi alayhi was told about his will. He came and said, "Show me first the record of his monies." The record was brought, and it showed a debt against Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi of 70,000 dirhams. Muhammad rahmatullahi alayhi took it upon himself to pay off all the debts. He then said, "That is what Imam Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi meant by my washing him after his death." Muhammad rahmatullahi alayhi later paid all his debts. The generosity of Sheikh Hamad ibn Abi Sulaiman rahmatullahi alayhi towards a tailor. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi says that he had great love for Sheikh Hamad ibn Abi Sulaiman rahmatullahi alayhi, who was the famous teacher of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, ever since he came to know of an incident about him. Once, Hamad rahmatullahi alayhi was riding a donkey, and in order to make the animal run faster, he kicked the animal slightly. A button of his cloak tore with a sudden jolt. On the way, he saw a tailor's shop and asked him to sew the button on. He was about to jump off when the tailor said that he did not need to get down, and while standing, sewed the button onto the cloak. Hamad rahmatullahi alayhi gave him a bag containing 10 dinars, that is 10 gold coins, in return for this little service, and said that he was sorry to give him so little. Inshallah, we will continue with this kitab. Not next week, but in the new year. I don't even like to say in the new year, because our new year was a long time. But in January, inshallah, we'll continue with the generosity of Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullahi alayhi. But just seeing here, we see how this person gave assistance to Hazrat Imam Hamad and how much he received in return, it brings to mind a story that I don't know if it will come here again, if it will come here in the forthcoming stories, because I read it last a very long time ago. But it is mentioned of, many of us have heard of the great Sheikh Mujaddid Al-Faythani, Sheikh Ahmad Sirhindi. So his Sheikh was a very pious man named Baki Billah. Baki Billah, I always can't remember this one. But in any case, this great Sheikh, Baki Billah, he had a neighbor. A neighbor who, if I recall correctly, he was a baker, or he just happened to have bread that day. But in any case, the Sheikh used to receive a lot of visitors. And one day, he received visitors and he had nothing to give them. His neighbor, coming to understand this, baked bread freshly and sent it to the house of the Sheikh. The Sheikh served it to his visitors and became very happy. When he came to meet this simple man, this baker, he told him that, ask me anything you want in return. And this man who provided the bread told the Sheikh that, I desire to be like you, exactly like you. Make me like you. Sheikh told him, ask me anything but that. He said, no, please, this is what I want. The Sheikh warned him that he would not be able to withstand it, but still he insisted. In any case, the Sheikh took this baker with him into his room. They sat in silence, and Sheikh Baki Billah focused his tawajjuh, his spiritual attention, on the baker. I don't know how many hours passed. Like, it's a long time since I read the story, but a certain amount of time passed. And when they came out of the room, you couldn't tell the difference between the two. Both looked exactly the same and were now sitting on the same spiritual level. The only difference could be seen that the true Sheikh Baki Billah, he carried it well. He was like normal. Whereas the other person, the baker that had been transformed, he was in a daze. He fell unconscious. And after a short while, he passed away because he could not manage that amount of spiritual energy that Baki Billah had. In any case, look at his reward. For doing a small favor, a seemingly small favor for a man of Allah, he gained the great honor of passing away on the elevated spiritual position of Sheikh Baki Billah. May Allah grant us the ability to go, to pass away. Let Allah take us when He is most pleased with us. Forgive me, my head is a bit out of it today. Inshallah, we'll continue with this when I return from my travels in a couple of weeks. And pending mashwara, inshallah, when this kitab completes, I hope that afterwards we can begin with Fazali Durood Sharif, inshallah. A humble reminder that tonight, being the night of Thursday, recite Durood Sharif in abundance. Recite all of those Masnoon Dua Surahs, Surah Kahf, Surah Dukhan. Try and go to sleep early, wake up for Tahajjud Salah, perform your Fajr Salah with Jamaat. Practice all of those sunnahs related to Friday, tearing of the nails, oiling the hair, surma, which should be every day, etc. Going to the masjid early, going by one route, coming by another route. May Allah grant us the tawfiq. Recite Durood Sharif and we'll conclude. Also, please, as always, I request that you forgive this unworthy one if I had misread, misspoke, mispronounced, misremembered anything at any point. Allah forgive me, forgive us all. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abada ala habibika khairi khalki kullihimi. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abada ala habibika khairi khalki kullihimi. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abada ala habibika khairi khalki kullihimi. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ina wa habibina wa sanadina wa ala Muhammadin wa barak wa sallim. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك ونشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته يغفر الله لنا ولكم